This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Parents of two special needs kids who were abused by a bus aide in Fort Collins are suing the school district and a number of employees. CPR's Allison Sherry has more.
The parents accuse the district of knowingly hiring the school bus aide, even though he had a previous child abuse conviction. They also say there were numerous complaints to people inside the district, from a bus driver all the way up to a school principal, and no one acted or reported the alleged abuse. Sabrina Herrick's daughter was a victim.
How many people were involved in this is just mind-boggling to me. How many people knew something was going on and failed to report it, failed to handle it appropriately?
The bus aide was sentenced to 12 years in prison earlier this year. This lawsuit was filed in federal court. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
A newly appointed election officer will lead the federal government's efforts to ensure Colorado's election security. CPR's Kiara Damari has more.
Allison Conaty is an assistant U.S. attorney for Colorado and has been selected to oversee any Election Day complaints, including any threats of violence to election officials or staff, allegations of election fraud, and concerns about voter intimidation. Conaty has been serving in Colorado since 2010. She was a prosecutor during the Club Q shooting trial and is the president of the Colorado Women's Bar Association. Kiara Damari, CPR News.
It's staying fairly warm along the Front Range through the weekend. In Denver, 83 this afternoon. Colorado Springs, 79. Then it's up into the 80s tomorrow. This is CPR News.